Yes. You're now listening to Inside Out Radio on CITR. We have someone special in the studio right now. Why don't you speak up? Who is this?
Hi, I'm Andrew Rice. I am a quote-unquote music journalist.
Good. You know what? I'm also kind of a journalist of music. I used to write for some publications.
Where?
Well, I used to write for Ion, mostly.
Okay.
And for the blog. Nothing crazy.
For those who don't know, I'm the basically the head of North American stuff for RA, Resident Advisor, the biggest dance music website in the world. And I write for Pitchfork, and I used to contribute to Fact Magazine, Little White Earbuds, and Songwriter, regrettably.
You wrote for Little White Earbuds?
Over 100 reviews.
Oh, crazy. That's pretty awesome.
It's one of my favorite techno sites. It's kind of a shame I can't work for them anymore, but my position with RA kind of prevents me from doing so.
When did you become the head of North America, basically, for RA?
About a month ago.
Crazy. That's awesome.
There was some job offers being thrown around, and I went with RA.
That sounds like, because this is the music you like. You like techno and house and disco, so it
yeah, and now
sense.
It's my job.
That's awesome.
It's pretty ridiculous. I still don't really believe it, but, you know, it's kind of sinking in.
Yeah. That's sweet. So the format of the show is going to be a little different tonight. I'm not going to do a mix, and Andrew isn't going to do a mix either. We're just going to, Andrew's going to play a bunch of songs, and then we're going to come back and talk about them.
Yeah.
So, I'm really excited and really looking forward to it. What's right now? What's playing right now?
This is a dub from a producer from the UK called Until Silence. He used to make drum and bass as a mode, but a bunch of his tracks got held up by label troubles, and so he started making this kind of slow, IDM-ish, really dark stuff, and now, like everyone else in the UK, he's making house. And he sends me like a new tune like every few days, and he sent me this one. It's called Forget Me. I told him to send it to Hypercolor, a really great label in the UK, and they signed it, and so it's coming out on a Hypercolor sublabel sometime this year.
Crazy, that's pretty sweet. Let's let the people listen to it.
It's a great tune.
Yeah.
so cold. When taking the fire, where are you? I said, I'm so cold. When taking the fire, where are you? I said, I'm so cold. When taking the fire, where are you? I said, I'm so cold. When taking the fire, where are you?
From the new Actress album called R.A.P. coming out on Honest John's at the end of April. Actress is one of my favorite producers in the past few years. His sound is kind of rooted in like old Drexia, but he makes this really messed up techno in house that's really filtered and EQ'd really aggressively. It kind of works as a dance floor stuff, but it's more the kind of stuff you listen to like walking home all messed up from the club or, you know, tired from dancing. It's just amazing. I can really describe it. It really brings out some interesting words in music critics. This track playing is another one from the album called Caves of Paradise. It's got this kind of like ethnocentric caveman vibe to it. It's a little bit slower. It's not as techno as the track I just played, but yeah, Caves of Paradise, Actress.
Yeah, I mean, and we said when we were talking right before, like Actress's music that like provokes conversation about music, because it's not typical. It's like you're not your typical like house and techno. It has weird time signatures, a lot of weird noises, like abnormal like drum patterns and stuff like that. But it makes you think also like where dance music could go potentially.
Yeah, he does a lot of weird stuff with structure and forms and textures.
Oh, Oh yeah, no doubt. It's kind of like you're listening to music that was made in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I guess let this play.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
we're back. What, two songs went by?
Yeah. So okay. The first song was the actress song, and the second song, the one with the vocal, I thought I'd make things a little sunnier again, was a song from an LP by a guy named Tomas Barfod. He's a member of the Danish group Who Made Who, who are on Compact now. But he's putting out a solo album at the end of May on an LA label called Friends of Friends, and it's like this really sunny, poppy collection of house tracks like that one I played. It's just lots of vocals, lots of really nice melodies. It's another one of my favorite albums of the year. Kind of a surprise, because I'm not the biggest fan of Who Made Who, but Friends of Friends usually has pretty good taste, and I trust them, and they really... the LP is called Salt and Sea, and it's out at the end of May, one of my favorites.
Where's Friends of Friends based out of?
LA.
They're out of LA?
Yeah.
Interesting. It's like, I mean, this is a really generic point to make, but it's just like with the rise of the internet, like, you can be signed to any label anywhere. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, he's Danish. He's on this LA label, so... this next track is from one of my favorite Canadian producers, Kevin McPhee, based out of Toronto. This is a collaboration with a UK guy called Jerry Reed, and this came out on Rap Recordings in the UK last year on vinyl. Only 100 copies pressed, and they were sold out like in 5 minutes. So there's another rare track. It's called Demolition Man by Kevin McPhee and Jerry Reed.
This is great.
It's got some interesting samples and a great piano breakdown.
Feeling it.
Black man's bonus, man. Fuck you, Tammy. Yeah, I'm so fucking pretty.
Talk about swanky. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater. Five vintage clothing stores will compete in a friendly fashion show, each representing a different era and theme. Showcase your vintage best, too, with live music from Mocha Only and local faves, Prisoners, with prizes and good times for all. Proceeds go to two Downtown Eastside nonprofits, Hastings Crossing BIA, and Our Social Fabric. How cool is that? Advanced tickets are available at Eventbrite Online or Zulu, Neptune, and Red Cat Records. It's the Poliera Spring Masquerade and Strut Off, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you sweet deals on the West Side and UBC area at Banyan Books, The Bike Kitchen, Displaced Hasheries, The Eatery, Fresh is the Best Salsa, Gumdrops, Illusion Studio and Spa, Herner's Pub, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and West Coast Music.
And don't forget the UBC Bookstore. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or visit us online at citr.ca.
And we're back again. What did we just hear?
So the track I just played was by a guy called Airhead. He went to school with James Blake, used to work with a lot with James Blake before he became a UK pop star. That's his newest single on R&S Records. It's called South Congress. It's this really great, dramatic, post-rock kind of thing. Like, kind of reminds me of Explosions in the Sky or something. But it's so gorgeous. And I find that his recent stuff is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's just, he does it really well, whereas James Blake is a little more insular. And actually, I'll give away a secret. Airhead is doing the next Resident Advisor podcast next Sunday, and it's really good. So look out for that.
Is that Airhead's first release, or has he released stuff before?
No, he's released some stuff on Brain Math and Ramp Records a few years ago, but this is his first release in like a year.
Cool.
And this next bit is a track called Untitled that Pearson Sound / Ramadan Man released, surprise, 2 weeks ago on vinyl. So it's like vinyl-only kind of deal. So this one's called Untitled. It's a great tune. We played it out a lot last year, so you might recognize it.
Andrew, what did we just hear?
So that last one, I'm sure if you pay attention to the bass music world, you know that one. That was the latest collaboration from Bodica and Joy Orbison called Froth, which was released last month on their own new label called Sunklo and vinyl only. Another one of those limited run, no repress, no digital kind of deals. Really, really weird, lopsided, lumpy house, but really powerful, kind of gets into a techno vibe near the end. Those guys, they're just making some weird stuff. Lots of cowbells, lots of acid bass lines, and, you know, it's picked up by everyone from Berlin techno guys to dubstep guys. It's really, really popular right now. This next track is from a duo in Chicago called Supreme Cuts, and they kind of make like this wounded, slow R&B stuff, and their album called Whispers in the Dark is coming out on some label I've never heard of at the end of June. So this one's still coming out for a while, but it's becoming one of my favorites of the year. Really slow, soft stuff with some interesting beats going on. This one's called Val Venus.
Val Venus?
Yeah.
Like the wrestler?
Yes.
Awesome. All right. Alright, so what were the last few we heard?
So the first one was from the new Hype Williams LP on Hyperdub. This kind of weird, swampy YouTube Tumblr pop.
Tumblr pop?
Yeah, I mean...
That's a genre?
Sure.
No, is it actually?
No, but my friend.
If you said yes, I would just quit. I'd be like, I'm done with this.
My friend Tom coined Tom from Fact Magazine coined the term Tumblr and B to describe the weekend last year. So, kind of an appropriation of that. But they use like weird pop culture references and YouTube rips for their music. Everything is really heavily filtered, and you're not sure if it's a sample or original. So, I love it. The new LP is credited to the two band members' names because there used to be a third imaginary member, and I guess he or she doesn't exist anymore, so now they're just a duo.
Wow. And
the track after that was the lead track from the new Jimmy Edgar album on Hot Flush. He's new to Hot Flush, which is Scuba's label, but the album is pretty much another Jimmy Edgar album, for better or for worse, but it's fun.
Late night white people booty music.
Yes, Zia is saying it better than I ever could. And then this last track is probably my favorite house 12-inch of the year so far, or maybe it's techno, it's kind of in between, blurring the lines. It's by Oliver Deutschmann from Berlin on a label called AIM, also out of Berlin, which is a great house label run by Oscar Offman, this guy with a crazy beard who no one knows well enough, but good stuff. It's called Dark, the best title, it's called Dark Room Tales.
Oh, yeah. I know what that reference is.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's it gonna be?
All right.
What's it gonna be? 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 What happened? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What happened? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What happened? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What happened?
Before we end, I just want to shout out the sexy MF Kevin, Kevin Eames, Bard, the also sexy Sarah Kim. And for those who don't know, Zia, myself, and Kevin Eames are DJing at Fortune Sound Club this Saturday, March 24th, in the Livestock Room. It's going to be like 3 hours of R&B.
You're doing my job for me. You're doing a better job of it.
3 hours of R&B, house, techno. It's my first DJ set ever, so you're going to hear some train wrecks. And there's going to be lots of alcohol. It'll be fun.
Andrew's hired to be on the radio show.
It's called Bodywork, and if you check out the Facebook event and you join, you get free guest lists for the night, so you should join and come.
And I posted some sexy songs on the wall. I think we all did.
It's going to be a sexy night.
Oh, we're going to have... Well, it's going to be sexy.
It's going to be sexier than Jimmy Edgar album.
Yes!
Awesome.
Go to that.
What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What happened? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What happened? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? The galactic time that you know about. What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What happened? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? The galactic time that you know about. What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be?
What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What happened? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What happened? What happened?
More songs because
we got some surprise extra time. So
yes.
This is a track by Bodica called Acid Jackson. It's coming out on Swamp 81, I guess, next month. They're really slow with releases. This has been played out a lot since last fall, so you probably know it. Everyone has it by now, but it's a good track, and it's coming out on Swamp next month. Acid Jackson. It's fun.
I'm gonna go.
The last one I already said, it was Acid Jackson by Bodica.
Cool.
So coming out on Swamp next month.
Yes.
Swamp 81.
And what's this one?
This is by a guy from the UK named Shifted. He's a techno artist, and he's new, and he's anonymous, but his secret is that he's actually a guy from Comix, the famous drum bass duo, so there you go. This is the track from his...
You just revealed a secret.
It's an open secret.
Okay.
I feel like I have the privilege to do that.
You're just going to come out on this radio show and out people.
Yeah, this is the new Inside Out.
Yeah.
Dance Music Gossip. This is his new album coming out on Mote Evolver, which is Luke Slater's label, in April. Artist has shifted. The album is called Crossed Paths, and the title of this song is Color of the Fall. It's some somewhat mellow Bearkind vibes.
Alrighty, that's the last track too. Come to Fortune on Saturday.
It'll be wild.
It's going to be insane. Andrew and I and Kevin will be in the
livestock room
getting really wild with it.
And
by that, I mean, we're going to make it rain whiskey. It's going to be good.
Possibly money.
Yours, maybe.
Sure.
All right, there we go. Until next week, guys. Enjoy.